This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. A friend of mine has what used to be a gorgeous old oak tree. Sadly, it has oak wilt. As her and I took a walk through a college arboretum I live near, we noticed it there too. Oak wilt is caused by a non-native invasive fungus that I'm not even going to attempt to say in Latin, but I will have it on my website, gardenbite.com. The fungus invades the water-conducting vessels of oaks, eventually killing infected trees. While the oak wilt pathogen can infect all species of oak, those in the red group, leaves with pointed lobes, die about 2 months after infections. Bur oaks die between 1 and 7 years after infection, while white oaks die anywhere from 1 to over 20 years. The infection spreads in 2 ways, above ground by sap beetles and below ground through roots that have grown together called root grafts. The sap beetles are why we do not prune oak from April through July. The pruning attracts the beetle. Oak wilt was first discovered in Minnesota around 1950. Today, it's widespread in the southern half of Minnesota and continues to expand its range northward. To date, oak wilt covers about 1/3 of the area where Minnesota oaks grow. Wisconsin is seeing it in about 3/4 of the state, with the middle north least affected. Wilting usually starts at the top or outer portions of the tree crown and quickly progresses downward. Leaves take on a bronze to reddish-brown discoloration, beginning with the tip and margins, progressing toward the midrib and base of the leaf. I have pictures and links to much more information on gardenbite.com. If you suspect your oak has oak wilt, get a professional opinion before doing any kind of possible treatment. Hire an experienced tree care professional or consult the University of Minnesota's Plant Disease Clinic. Find out more on gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.